And remember I said to you, where did they come from? The hands, like it was a little magnet that just stuck on the side of the fridge. And you looked at me and said, I don't know. But that's how it all happens. I mean, you have to let go and let God. And that's what we did. It was an incredible evening. I remember that we must have been doing something upstairs, and somebody came to the door. John, remember you and I went running downstairs, and there was nobody at the door, but there was a package inside the door to the right hand, and it was a lovely blue box, and it said Burke's at the top. I said, John, we've got a gift. And took the thing upstairs and opened it, and it was an hourglass in there, and it was a gift from Bob, because he knew we were moving into the house. Well, he had faith that we were moving into the house. He didn't know exactly that we would. And gosh, it was a really special time. I mean, we had a mess like you can't believe, but it really didn't matter. We were in the house, we had all our stuff in there, and it was just a phenomenal time.
December 20th was a great day for me. And as you were saying, Pat, about the letting go and letting God, from the first time that we met Bob at the Prince, and we went through the exercise of deciding on what we wanted, making a decision, making a commitment on what we wanted to achieve, namely the house. There was a lot of things that, from my personality, and anybody that knows me would know that I tend to force issues, and I was working in commission sales, which is probably a great asset when you need a lot of money in a short period of time. And for the first week, I was really forcing, attempting to make sales, work harder, work longer. And fortunately, we were attending a seminar, one of Bob's seminars, during this time. And I had an opportunity to ask him during the seminar, what do I do? And Bob just looked at me and he said, let go. Let God. Don't force it. Just allow it to happen. And from that point on, I just went ahead, did my work, and allowed myself to receive the good that we wanted to desire. And it was the most important part of that exercise was to learn what to do when you want to achieve something, whether it's a sale, whether it's a house, whatever it is. There's a number of years have passed since we purchased that house. And every day of every week, some little thing that we learned during that 7 weeks in late 1982, has come back to help us in our day-to-day life. And it's been important to both Pat and I. It's been important in our relationship. It's been important in building our financial stability that we have today. We feel that what we've learned has helped us achieve everything that we have now. And we had to let go and let God to achieve that.
And we still do.
And we still do.
Now, we've covered this concept of expectation and expecting abundance. What we really want to do is raise our level of awareness so the expectation becomes a natural state for our mind to be in. And we've already mentioned that expectation is a mindset. It's a mental state. And you're going to find that that state comes to you with an increase of awareness. Now, in talking about the law of vibration, we're starting off here saying the law of vibration explains the difference between mind and matter, between the physical state and the non-physical state of everything in the universe, which includes you. So we're talking about the non-physical, and here the non-physical, and here we're talking about the physical. Now, this non-physical part of our personality is where the mental magic starts to take place. We call these our creative tools. They're mentioned in an earlier lesson under the heading of intellectual factors. And it's the intellectual factors that we want to develop. And in developing them, what we do is raise our level of consciousness.